Diplomatic appointment to Korea, and otherwise engaged in the usual pursuits of the wealthy for his time. But his lifelong love was the planet Mars. Lowell was electrified by the announcement in 1877 by an Italian astronomer, Giovanni Schiaparelli, of Canali on Mars. Schiaparelli had reported during a close approach of Mars to the Earth, an intricate network of single and double straight lines crisscrossing the bright areas of Mars. Now, canali in Italian means channels or grooves, but it was promptly translated into English as canals, a word which understandably has a certain implication of intelligent design. A Mars mania swept through Europe and America, and Percival Lowell found himself caught up in it. In 1892, his eyesight failing, Schiaparelli announced he was giving up observing Mars. Lowell resolved to continue the work. He wanted a first-rate observing site, undisturbed by clouds or city lights, and marked by good seeing. Seeing is the astronomer's term for a steady atmosphere through which the shimmering of an astronomical image in the telescope is minimized. Lowell built his observatory far away from the moon, on Mars Hill, here in Flagstaff, Arizona. Lowell sketched the surface features of Mars, and particularly the canals, which mesmerized him. Now, observations of this sort aren't easy. You put in long hours at the telescope in the chill of the early morning. Most of the time, the seeing is crummy. When the seeing is bad, the image of Mars blurs, distorts, and you have to ignore what you've observed. Occasionally, the image steadies, and the features of the planet marvelously flash out at you. You must then remember what you've seen and accurately commit it to paper. You must put your preconceptions aside and with an open mind set down the wonders that Mars holds in store for us. This is Percival Lowell's own notebook. Here's what he thought he saw. Bright and dark areas, a hint of polar cap, and canals. Lots and lots of canals. Lowell believed that he was seeing a globe girdling network of great irrigation canals carrying water from the melting polar caps to the thirsty inhabitants of the equatorial cities. He believed the planet was inhabited by older and wiser race, perhaps very different from us. He believed that the seasonal changes in the dark areas were due to the growth and decay of vegetation. He believed that the planet was Earth-like. All in all, he believed too much. Lowell's Martians were a dying race. Their once great cities had fallen into ruins. Lowell believed that the Martian climate was changing, that the precious water was trickling away into space, that the planet was becoming a desert. The canals, he thought, were a last desperate measure, a heroic engineering effort to conserve the scarce water. But their technology, though far more advanced than ours, was inadequate to stem a planetary catastrophe.
Thank you. Thank you.